Welcome to Security Guy Radio with Black Hat 2016. What's your name, sir?
Adam Kujawa, the head of malware intelligence at Malwarebytes.
Malware intelligence. It's another new word. We haven't heard intelligence yet. We haven't heard that word at this place.
We're creating our own cyber vocabulary. And we're surrounded
by geniuses here. All right.
I hope you hear it a lot.
So I just downloaded this the other day.
Right.
And it found something on my computer. Not porn related. Just want to let you know.
Well, you know.
Full disclosure.
To each his own.
But
no judgments.
It found something that the other people didn't.
The other people.
And I was very impressed by that.
All right. Well, fantastic.
So tell us about Malwarebytes and what you guys do.
We're any malware company. We were founded back in about 2004. Our CEO was a teenager who got infected with some malware.
No.
Found it very difficult to actually get removal of the malware. His products that he was using, the normal AVs, weren't working. Decided, you know what, screw this. I'm going to start actually making my own stuff. And he did.
Wow.
And so it's been over a decade now that we've been, you know, fighting the good fight. Our flagship product is Malwarebytes Anti-Malware. But we've also moved over into the enterprise side. So we have Malwarebytes Endpoint Security for the enterprise, which wraps together lots of different technologies we have to fight the malware and the attacks at various different layers.
And what year did he start it?
2004.
Four, and as a teenager. That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. So tell us how your guys are a little different than some other people in the space.
Well,
it seems different to me. I mean, it didn't interfere with my computer. It downloaded easily. It was fast. I mean, it was a lot better than some of these other things that just clog up everything. You know?
Yeah, well, we do our best to keep things lightweight. And we also really focus only on the latest threats, more so than anything else. That means that things that are being pushed by exploit kits or malicious phishing attacks and things like that, the malware that comes from those, we focus on that. The way in which we actually look for the malware is unique, and that we keep it more of a broad approach to capture things that we haven't even seen before.
So let's talk about that. You know, with all the different variants of ransomware that's out, how does Malwarebytes keep up?
Well, actually, we decided that instead of just using our typical technology to fight the problem, which a lot of other guys are doing, we started from scratch, and we actually built out new technology specifically for ransomware, which it hooks into the various behaviors of different processes on your system and looks for things indicative of ransomware, creating kind of a profile of what ransomware would be, stopping it, blocking it before your files get encrypted.
Now, for all my cop friends that don't know anything about computers, tell us what ransomware is.
Ransomware is literally ransom malware, just malware that will either lock down your screen and or encrypt your files and demand payments, usually in the form of Bitcoin, in order to unlock them.
Oh, Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
So they can't take my credit card. I guess that's probably not a good thing. But what if I don't have Bitcoin? I'm out of luck.
You have to buy Bitcoin.
Bitcoin's hard to find or buy?
You have to buy it, install it,
and then... Now I'm all confused. All right, so you lock up my computer. I'm an idiot. I don't know what the Bitcoin is. I can't go to the deep web. I can't even go to page one without getting lost. Is my computer out of luck? That's it?
No, actually, there's lots of different ways to get rid of ransomware.
What are those ways?
Well, unfortunately, unlike other malware in the past, when you could get infected and then
use a tool to get rid of it.
Yeah,
right.
That's not entirely the case with ransomware.
Okay.
In some cases, you might get lucky. There might be a decrypting software out there that some
researcher... Malwarebytes doing that or working towards being a decryptor?
I think it's something the whole industry is looking at doing. Each different variant, every family of ransomware is different.
And that's the challenge of keeping up and being able to detect it in a quickly, timely manner.
Right.
Well, you can solve the problem if you catch it before they lock you down.
And that's the goal.
Right.
That's
but
the goal here.
After you lock you down, you're out of luck, right?
I mean, this kind of attack, it really represents a change not only in how the bad guys are doing things, but how we need to start doing things and protecting ourselves, not just within the community, but even the individual user. You have to use backups. You have to have proactive protection in place to stop the ransomware from encrypting anything at all.
And we heard from some people today.
Ransomware's been pretty big. I mean, it's been still a hot topic.
But the Russians' organized crime are mad because they think it's cheap crime.
Right.
Yeah.
$1,500. It's a waste of money. Let's go make $900,000.
Right.
So they said one guy can make $90,000
a year.
And to them, that's peanuts, right? It's like, what's the investment worth? But that's $90,000 to some 14-year-olds a lot of money.
Exactly.
If people involved in it. Do you find that people involved in this are, you know, yes, they're criminals per se. What are they from the criminal families, or are they just some people that want to be independent operators?
Well, I mean, you've got your big families that have been created probably by the people that were associated with different malware families in the past. But there's things called ransomware as a service, which basically is...
Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, basically...
We heard that term.
Somebody creates ransomware and says, all right, pay me money. I'll make this custom made for you and let you distribute it however you want.
Oh, I got a lot of computers I'd like to lock down.
You don't need any technical knowledge or anything. Just got to have money.
Just hire somebody.
Exactly.
Is that the new form of like the script kiddies, where it's just using someone's pre-made script and then becoming a hacker when you really don't have the hacking
capabilities?
Yeah, pretty
much. I mean, at this point, I don't think these people are looking for notoriety as hackers. They just want to get paid. And that's why ransomware is so popular.
Just criminal thieves then.
Yeah. I mean, back in the day, you can steal passwords and credit card numbers and stuff like that. Then you have to go out and try to sell them on the black market.
To make money.
Was always, you know, the return of investment was very small.
So this cuts out the middleman, basically.
Exactly.
You go straight to the direct buyer that information is important to.
Now, here's the thing. I was a cop 13 years, and then I ran security a lot of places. And people always say, it's easier to get a gun in America than a library book. And I go, you're so full of crap. I would not have the first idea of where to go find somebody to hire to get ransomware. And I've been arresting criminals for 30 years now.
Yeah.
Right? How do people find this stuff? How do you know?
I don't know, Adam.
Well,
you know, I know you know. You're not going to say. I know you know.
Google.
I mean, is it that easy? You just Google it?
You can Google how to find these different places. A lot of these forums that people are selling this stuff on, they're on the dark web. Yeah. So
we used to call it a where is site back in the day. Those are the bad sites.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, when you say dark web, you know, do I have to go down to page 400 to find it, or is it, you know, in the first five pages of Google, or where is it?
Well, usually it's if you know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy.
Yeah.
So you get a specific and you have a certain program running, you can access some...
Exactly. You got to know the address.
Unmarketed type.
You have to be trusted.
You have to know where you're going.
Look at her when she smiles. She's lying.
Not
she knows.
That I've been there.
Oh, no. You totally have. All right. So what's law enforcement doing about this stuff? Is it just too big a problem?
No. Law enforcement is trying to tackle it themselves. A few different law, like precincts or police stations have been infected with ransomware.
Oh, interesting.
The FBI themselves say, do not pay the ransom.
I thought you read they said pay it.
No.
They first were saying pay it.
That's what we were told yesterday, that's the recommendation. Because and in most cases, people don't have the systems in place to go and get the Bitcoins and or the machine is not worth what they're being held ransom for.
Yeah, but it comes down to a risk versus reward kind of thing.
Now, has your company done anything as far as... No, see, if I was coding your company, here's what I'd do. This is free. I always do this. I always tell people how to make their product better, right?
Yeah.
I would say, okay, I'm going to protect your computer, blah, blah, blah. But here's my other option. Back all your crap up to my cloud, and I'm going to encrypt and lock it up for you. So if this happens, we can automatically restore your computer. Because most people don't want to get into all that, sign up for Dropbox, blah, blah, blah. Anybody ever thought about doing that kind of thing? It's a value add.
You know, Google has their own backups. There's lots of different solutions out there. I know you said you don't want to worry about signing up for Dropbox. I don't know if there's any solution out there that's easy.
Well, but I'm saying if I'm going to hire you guys and put your software there, and it's an all-in-one, one-stop solution,
it
might be attractive to some people that are less sophisticated.
So you're saying Malwarebytes as a company to provide the backup solution?
Yeah. I mean, you know, because you're doing it in real time. You're capturing this guy, and let's say you did get locked out. Let's say they got past your search and they locked you up. That's okay. Malware still restores it for you.
Yeah.
It's almost like we're going to keep your data no matter what happens.
Yeah.
Not just an idea.
Yeah, it's an idea, yeah.
You know.
I'll bring it up.
Right. Excellent. What do you guys have on the drawing board? Anything new that's coming up?
Well, yeah. Our anti-ransomware product getting put into, or the technology put into our endpoint protection product. So that's going to happen at the end of the month.
Okay.
We're just discussing it. Yeah, we actually announced it today.
Wow.
Talking about it.
Hot news, you heard it first on Cyber.
Oh, is this another Security Guard Radio exclusive?
I think so.
Or semi-exclusive,
yes.
Maybe. All right. Now, phones? We didn't talk about phones. Does this work on... Are people locking your phones? That's what I would do. You want to get people pissed off and pay you money, lock their phone.
There is mobile ransomware out there. We have
I think that'd be a bigger market. Because everybody's got
a phone
where they don't have a computer.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but you got to consider things like different kinds of phones might work. Phones are more locked down than most desktops are.
Oh, I see, as far as security
capabilities.
In the first place. Yeah, okay.
Getting infected is a lot harder on the mobile side. It still happens a lot, especially if you use things like third-party app stores.
Oof.
Right.
Or download you know.
I don't know anything about that.
Oh, there you go again with that. I don't know anything about. Of course you do. All right, well, give us your website again.
Malwarebytes.com.
And your name?
Adam Kujawa, Head of Malware Intelligence.
Adam, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks
for coming on Security Guard. It's been really fascinating.
Thank you
so much.
And that's how we roll. 10 minutes, 1 second.
Wow.
Let's get that.